Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
You know, thank you very much. I keep trying to do what I need to do in my own way. I was again reminded to love thyself. And I said it's a previous podcast. In order for me to be happy and to love someone else, I have to love first. I really, loving to love myself is the greatest love of all, you know. And it's true, I had to love myself first before I could love anyone else or do anything. And I wish I would have learned that when I was a teenager or a child, because as a child, as a teenager, I didn't learn about love. In fact, the approach was the opposite, not to love myself. Because the environment around me as a child, as a young child, as a regular child, adolescent, even as an adult, was the world was cruel and dangerous. But I also believe there were a lot of good people. And that's what I learned. I had to be very careful. But I had to love myself in order to, but also take precautions. When I was younger, I didn't know what love was until somebody told me, as an adult, yeah, I had to love myself. Yeah. And I truly had to, because there's no way I could get anywhere. I didn't have the people around me to take me, you know, or the luck. I was ignored. But it's not about that then, it's about now, to love thyself. Because I'm reminded that loving myself is so important. Because I get reminded by people, you know, the catcalls, the haters, as I mentioned before. I guess I'm just too unique. Maybe they're going to think I'm some alien. But I'm not an alien that should be targeted. I'm a human being. Maybe I have my own style. I just had to find my own way. You know, they sound too overweight or something like that, or trying to press my buttons by keep saying things for me to talk about or to make me upset. But I have talent, you know. You know, I really have to fall in love myself. But the most important thing is to stand on my own to be in love. That's the evolution. Because I know that no one else can truly hold me up except myself. That's why I struggled through the years, you know, and trying to find love. Because in my lifetime, I did not feel appreciated or had little appreciation from the world for my art or music or something. I had gifts to give to the world, but I had to find love by myself. But yes, sometimes I even feel like, gosh, it's hard to fit into this world when I see things that I simply cannot understand. But it was not for me to understand, because the most important thing is the serenity prayer, which is non-religious. You know, I have control over myself. So I had to try to love myself. So that's what somebody told me a long time ago. Yeah, I met this person at a time where I probably needed it, because I was in L.A. trying to find myself. And I was going through a circle because the rejections from the record companies, and I wasn't getting anywhere with my music. And I was despondent, going through the struggling, the starving artist, trying to prevent myself from being a broken dream in Hollywood. So I was in Hollywood. I was in all over LA going through a circle, you know, kind of going through a circle. In some ways, I still am because I'm trying to find my place. But I know being an artist is validation, you know, being rewarded for my efforts and what I do. And I didn't get it. But then I realized I had to love myself. They're not going to give it to me, you know. But then this person saw me in an ironic situation and told me this whole thing about myself, you know, and I was like, yeah, she said, yeah, you know, I'm pretty much who I was. And she was very wise. And she said, you have to find love in thyself and don't compare myself to people and all that. It was so true because the observation was a good awareness for me, reminding me to look at myself and just concentrate on myself and stop looking outside. So, of course, it took a while because I was looking outside. The validation was elsewhere with another person or people looking for confirmation because I couldn't find confirmation in someone somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And it was a good thing because I started to really go through really some of the most deepest and worst experiences any person can imagine. Because I, you know, the rejections continued and the put downs and all the other scrutiny. And I have people still trying to tear me down to take away my dreams even now, right now, stop me from with my music or success because of self-centered motives. Or say constant crazy things because, you know, they simply don't want me to succeed. They hate my guts for no rational reason. And then I say that's mental illness. That's not me. So, you know, I'm like, what do they think I am, some alien? I'm not some alien to be targeted. I'm a human being. So confirmation is to stand, make a stance and do what I need to do. You know, they think they can just violate, trespass, do things. That's why I keep away from, I always talk about positive and negativity. I didn't learn that when I was young. I didn't look at people. As you get older, you start to realize, I'm not going to hang around with somebody who's going to tear me down. So, it's important for me to validate myself. And I do that by the music is the way to do it. Because I own my music. You know, when someone says, oh, they use my music to get a deal, you know, I don't believe that shit. As I told you before, I don't want to talk about that, but that's just another sign. Now, that person's dangerous mentally. You know, I'm coming across attracting sociopaths who want to press my buttons and say things to undermine my focus or to make me angry because they look at me as some weak person. And a weakness is because what they really are doing is destroying themselves. They're showing that they're weak because they're coming after me. I do have a brain and a mind on my shoulder, and I'm aware of pretty much everything. I have to be. Because I have to be good. Good people don't do those things. Well people don't do those things. I do believe that they all come back to haunt us. You know, and, you know, like when I do my music, because the music is really the centerpiece to help me express myself, because I have to express myself not just through, you know, doing these podcasts, but also through singing. But the world, it is true that the awareness that this world has good and bad in it, evil and good. But I always think that most people are good. But the reminders that we have to be careful who we deal with. For me, it was that. Because I was treated so badly, treated like I was some alien. But I'm not an alien to being targeted, even though some people think I am. Honestly, you know, some creature or something. I'm just a human being with my own life. And what I learned truly, honestly, is I cannot compare myself to someone my age or where I grew up or whoever, because their reality and destiny is totally different from mine. They're a totally different person. I don't have the same shoes they have. That's one thing that I felt comfortable with myself. I cannot compare myself to them. Yeah, I do believe that what we do, what we put effort into over a period of time, whether it's good or bad, will come back to us. And I do know that, you know, even though I've seen people with broken lives and I've seen broken dreams, and I see myself at the cliff, you know, sometimes at the mountain cliff to fall off. But I always find a way out. But no matter what happens, I have to be positive because I only have one life to live. And I don't know how long I'm going to live. I'm going to do the best I can to be positive, because I also realize life is so unpredictable. And it's an odyssey of learning one day at a time. And I cannot look at another person or another situation the same way, you know, because we don't, you know, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. It's not determined, you know. But what is determined is having control of myself and doing positive things, hanging around with positive people. I cannot hang around a sociopath. You know, but I attracted. It was the awareness that when I was on my podcast or my music, I attracted people from my past or in the present who I simply cannot relate to. They don't have my best interest at heart. It's always totally the opposite. They want to tear me down, or they compare me to somebody I ain't, or they say I'm criticizing my lifestyle, or think that I'm sicker than I'm not. And that's how, you know, there is unfairness in the society, and I see a lot of people have lost their dreams, talented people have lost their lives, and atrocities happen from what evil people can do or sociopaths can do to people, especially people who are jealous of other people or don't want to see have something that is based on their mental illness. So I had to be aware of that because it's all around me, but I also know there's a lot of good too. So somebody, you know, again, reminder just to be good to myself because I'm a human being. I'm not no alien to be targeted. I'm a human being who got gifts. I have dreams. And to the day I die, I have a dream. I came to this life to solve situations, but also to be happy, not to do bad things to other people or to waste my life, you know, because life is too short. I could die 51, 52, or 25, or 30, whatever. You know, I could, you know, you don't know how long we're going to live, so I'm going to try to do the best that I can. Because I do know that when death comes naturally, you know, I'm going to be gone forever. So I'm going to make the best out of what I have now. So why I'm living now, you know, is to do the best that I can and to try to look at myself distinctly as myself and try to love myself, because loving myself is the most important thing. I'm saying this on podcast because it's true. If whoever's listening to me, you know, you got to love yourself first. If you don't love yourself, there's no way you can love anyone else forget about the marriages. Nothing's going to last unless you have yourself. And it's hard. It's hard to like oneself. For me, it is, and it still is. But I keep getting reminded that there is obstacles around me who want to put me down or take away my dream or steal from me, steal my son, go want to see my, you know. And then it's also apparent in even in my own family, you know, or what has happened. So I learned a long time ago within the family to be careful. It was very unprecedented because your family is supposed to feel secure. I didn't feel secure. So the world as a whole was something to learn, and self-love was the way to do. I think it will solve a lot of problems on the planet, self-love, because if you had self-love, a lot of self-love and awareness and open-mindedness, you wouldn't have all these discrimination and all these problems. I also realize that, yeah, people like to be set in their ways, but being set in your ways is not going to change anything. It's just going to keep things the same until it stops being productive. So I really do believe that things are going to progress. It may go two steps forward and one step backward, but it's going to progress to a change. One thing is certain in this life is change. It may take a long time, or it may take. And that's one thing I was reminding myself, things always going to change. Because the ultimate change is death. But one thing that helps me going is music. So I write music songs, you know, about my life, overcoming obstacles, but also love. I did a song called Legacy Songs. If you like it, Legacy Song.
It's true, I buy, I sing, I do, I'm a legacy song for you. And you know, it's true, I sing, and pray, I do.
You can listen to that song on Spotify, on Deezer. You can actually listen to it on Heart Radio. You can listen to it. It's all over social media. You can listen to it everywhere. Legacy Songs a cappella is a song that I wrote myself. You can hear me sing. That's what I used to do. You know, I use the instrument. And that's what came that way. But it was an extension. You know, music really hit me when I was a teenager because I was having such a hard time. It was like a tornado that just came in my teens and, you know, altered. I was already a graphic artist, but it altered my life forever. It was induced by being exposed to music that I would never really been exposed to in my everyday existence, but I was with my parents. I wasn't. So, you know, seeing groups like glam rock or pop rock, or seeing GNR, MTV, and then seeing Nirvana, and then seeing, you know, well, actually before Nirvana, you know, GNR and Madonna and Michael Jackson and Aerosmith, Motley Crue and Poison, Bon Jovi. I didn't get into glam rock until later. Passes by, you know, it's like, I saw it, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I listened to it, yeah. But GNR was like, I don't know, I connected to them. I don't know why. It was like a totally, you know, but maybe because Axl Rose was so unique, had a unique look, a unique style, because I was unique. And the songs they would use, you know, to get me, for someone like me, it was kind of weird. Why would I be someone like me be attracted to that music, you know? But it was rebellious. But as I got more acquainted to rock music and started writing and playing, la 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 la, there you go, voila, I'm in L.A. I didn't initially wanted to come to L.A. It was just something that evolved suddenly over a period of time. Because as I told the story before in Party Punk, I didn't feel accepted in Western New York. They considered me an alien. But as I said before, I was not an alien to be targeted. But they see me like, when I say alien, they just saw me as a punching bag or, laughed at, put down in my neighborhood. And I didn't try to stand out. And then I felt my opportunities to advance myself because in my early life, I was repressed. As a child, repressed everything. So when I became an adult, 18, I felt free. But I also knew 17 and 18, I did not want to live in Western New York. I think that it was for me to go leave. I didn't know when. I thought it was going to waste some time. But I didn't tell my parents. They didn't want me to leave, but I had to. But I had to leave. And the trauma, because I was watching, a story about trauma. And I've written a song about it, as you can hear. Here's a song of trauma. Trauma is a song. You can listen to that for free on Deezer, Spotify. They used to have Google Play. They don't have it no more, But you can listen to it on iHeartRadio. You can listen to it everywhere. But trauma was like, that's what I experienced, trauma, when I was young. Child, adolescent, adult, trauma. So, a trauma, and in a bad way, a bad experience. Seeing trauma, the word trauma, all over. And unfortunately, I written that song, Trauma, as I expressed before, when I was, it was a not very great experience. I was sitting in a coffee shop because I got robbed. I was homeless with my suitcase. Honestly, I was in a very bad situation. I didn't know where I was going to go. I was going, I was out here in L.A. And so it was such a bad experience because I've been through so much already in Western New York. So I came to L.A. and experienced that. So my mind was like spinning. So I was about to go back to the New York. And this was like, I just got out here. I've been out here a year. And then luck came in that way to somebody, this guy had this house and I stayed briefly and he saw me, he drove up in a car. So I was like, okay, that's a godsend. So he let me stay there. And when I stayed there and then, I had to do my thing economically and so on, I started writing all these lyrics to trauma. And that was the thing. It came from my heart. It was painful. I wasn't thinking about the commercial value of it because I paid the price for it because the record companies like, is it okay for me to mention record companies? Okay. I went to record companies like a Hollywood record, a MAGA Records, Giant Records. Has no commercial value in it. I was rejected. I'm sorry, but it was painful having the 20 stacks of papers of rejections And for someone with my life and to see that, it was like, oh my God, it didn't happen. You know, it's like this traumatic. I feel undervalued as a person. So I passed out, like on the sidewalk, you know, like falling over, you know, you're in Hollywood's Walk of Fame and looking around and like, oh, I'm about to pass out, but I can't, you know, not in that area. But, you know, I got stronger because I had to find love. And I'm glad because of endurance, which I learned the endurance and luck just got me through. And it was because I had to find love, internal love, because I was a natural optimistic inside. So I'm glad I got over that. Because life is not about a trauma. I brought that up because I saw a film about the me that you can't see with Oprah and Prince William, you know, talk about the trauma, the grief, and overcoming it. They bring, you know, he's from the royal family, talk about his experiences in the British royal family, you know, his mom, and then Oprah talking about the abuse that she suffered as a child, the sexual abuse. And when I heard that, I was like, gosh, my life is so similar. With Oprah, it's like, God, I suffer physical and all that other types of abuse. I don't want to talk about it, you know, online because I don't want to offend, make, you know, my family upset enough because I mentioned too much, you know, confidentiality. But I went through way more than physical abuse. So it was, I felt tortured. I feel I was tortured when I was young. So I was tortured as an adult. So the torture, dealing with things that no human being could deal with, you know. So self-love was the answer. Because God made me to be on this planet. I'm not an alien that should be targeted. Never was. I'm a human being. God made me, put me on this planet, right? I was born on this planet. So, and still, even now, it's self-actualization to find love inside myself, because that's the highest form of love. But also, it's an ongoing process to keep reminding myself to love thyself, because it's never ending, you know. I see things, and it's like, okay, triggers, well, how is I'm going to react? I have control of myself. I don't have control of that person. And I know if I see something negative or put down, that's not me, it's them. So in the past, I didn't know that, but now I do. I do that. So it's not me, it's them. So I have to ignore them. So I'm like, look at Dove Knight, and Dove Knight is good. Dove Knight is great. Dove Knight have talent. Yeah, I practice my keyboard, and you know, I made so many songs. I made thousands of songs. I didn't copyright all of them with bands and stuff over the periods of time that I've been. I made thousands of songs, just writing on paper, writing the lyrics, putting the music together, and in bands that last, or bad luck, or by myself, piano or singing it or whatever. But I got 364 songs, so at least I created that. So I'm building like this whole bunch network of songs. And yes, is I'm gonna release all of them? I don't know. I don't know if I can, you know, because I lost half of them. But at least 16, 17 songs were released, and maybe another few more. I don't know. As a starring artist, you know, I'm not a rich person. I didn't get signed to a major label, which was my goal. I had that dream, and I never give up on it. I have that dream, and it's like I stuck to it. I'm not, you know, it's like stuck to it for all these years. It's like, it's there. I set my mind on something. I got to go for it until I get it. But I'm also aware of reality and time, to mature, to wisdom, to make better judgments and how to deal with it. It has to be positive. Because I do, as I said before, evil dreams never work out. Trying to hurt somebody, destroy somebody, do something illegal. Only positive dreams. Go be a rock star, be a lawyer, or be something that enhances any, you know, they said the rock star is the pipe dream. Well, the truth is, it's very hard to get. Even though I'm near Hollywood, it is very hard to get that dream. It is very hard. You have to jump off the cliff several times. I jumped off the cliff quite a bit when I was younger, but it's, you know, my bones ain't as fresh as they were when I was 15. So I can't keep doing that. So I had to do the best I can and have other dreams. But keep that dream, you know, be realistic. But having a dream like that is realistic. It has happened. It's hard. It really is. It's not necessarily a pipe dream. It isn't. It can happen. It has happened to so many people out here. You know, Hollywood has so many people that made it, but it's so hard. A little luck here and there. So I'm not an alien. I'm a human being with dreams. Just like any human being, I have my ups and downs, but I'm still a very, very good person. I'm very much aware of what I'm doing. I'm lovable, just like you. And, you know, you are lovable, whoever is listening to me. But remember, love yourself. Like, I have to love myself, because loving thyself is so important. Because I can't love anything or do anything else until I love myself. And that's the goal I'm going to have for the rest of my life. And so should you. As I said in that Christina Aguilera song, I am beautiful no matter what they say. Words won't bring me down. They won't. I've expressed thyself. And so should you. Good day, good night. From Dove Night. Did I say goodbye? I hope I did. I just want to say that, you know, when I say good day, good night from Dove Night, it's chilly then. My show has got disconnected with studio. So if you didn't hear me earlier with some of the stuff I said, I apologize. But again, good day, good night from Dove Night. And the next show, but before I go to the next show, will be about criticism as a singer-songwriter. It should be coming out right after this, so hope you hear me, because it's good advice. Bye.